Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Safe Space Podcast with Diamond. I'm apologizing in advance. I know I may sound nasally or sick or whatever. I have not been feeling good these past 2 days. So do not start with me. I'm gonna just tell you already right now. Like, I have not been feeling the best. This back and forth weather and this coldness is not my friend right now. So please do not start. Because we can tussle. But anyways, this week I want to talk about relationships. And I'm not talking about toxic relationships because, no, that's so old and tired. And honestly, like, if you still want to be in a toxic relationship or aiding in toxicity, then you can go to hell. I'm gonna just say that. I told myself I was gonna stop saying that this year, but no, for real, like, you can go to hell because we are too grown to be acting like that. Like, no, we are mid-20s, pushing 30, and y'all still want to be toxic and not communicate and do, like, all these other things. No. So this week, we are talking about healthy relationships and what that looks like, how it really holds a mirror up to yourself or to your person, and just, like, all the things that you wouldn't even expect because, like, you're not used to it. So, yeah, we're talking about your first healthy relationship. So, let's get into it. Yeah, clearly a lot of us, we are used to, like, being toxic and, you know, having no communication and just everything that comes with that. So when you actually, like, step into your first healthy relationship with a person that actually gives a damn about you and pushes you to be better and, you know, sees your flaws and is still there, like, regardless of how you've been acting, and gives you grace and time and patience and all these things. Like, yes, there may be little arguments or, you know, spats here and there of, like, misunderstanding, but that's okay. That's normal. That's regular. Like, that's healthy. If that wasn't there, then it really wouldn't be real. You know what I mean? So yeah, like, I can speak personally, about me. Like, for me, I am so used to being independent. Like, you could almost call it hyper independence. And that doesn't even just stem back from, like, previous relationships. That stems from, like, family, friendships, like, all these things where I have always taken on more responsibility and have just learned to be for myself, do for myself, everything. Like, if I'm sick, I'm taking care of me because nobody else has, like, been the caregiver for me, you know, or has given me the time of day to be like, oh, are you okay? Do you need anything? Like, do you want anything? Like, is there anything I can do for you? Like, you know, that hasn't happened. So I found myself being my own caregiver. You know, if I'm struggling with something, I found myself trying to figure out ways of how to get out of those situations, you know, whether that be, like, I don't know, having to, like, find other ways of getting money or, you know, paying for school, like, anything. Like, having to be self-sufficient has caused me to be hyper-independent, you know, and a bunch of other things. Like, I've touched on this in my childhood traumas episode, so if you haven't listened to that, go listen to it, and it touches on, like, all these things that I'm talking about right now. Because what we don't realize is that when you have all of these qualities that I just listed, you know, it, when you find somebody who's actually healthy, like, you're in a healthy relationship and they're trying to do things for you, or they want to be there for you, or, you know, you're finding yourself shutting down because now they're expecting you to, you know, communicate your issues or things that are bothering you, you shut down. And it's like, okay, well, they're trying to get to know you. They're trying to figure out what's wrong. And you're over here in the corner pouting or, you know, crying or whatever, because you're feeling like they don't really care, or you're feeling like, okay, well, if I tell them, what are they gonna do? Because other people have told you, like, to open up and have done nothing but just sit there and look at you. So what are you actually going to do for me? Like, are you going to do something about it, or are you just gonna look at me like I'm crazy and tell me to suck it up like everyone else has, you know? So it really comes down to the little things like that. So for me, like, I had to really look internally and be like, okay, you know what? I have a person that cares about me. They want to know about me. They care about my feelings and my emotions. I just have to articulate that, you know, in that moment, like, when it is bothering me. Or just take a minute and be like, you know what? I'm not ready to talk about this right now, but we can talk about it later. You know, but instead of shutting down, because shutting down isn't healthy for them, and it's definitely not healthy for you because you're still internalizing all these things, and you know it's not good for you mentally. Like, that causes a lot of mental issues, whether it's aiding into your depression or anxiety or, you know, just whatever it is, or just an emotional outburst down the line because you're holding so much in. So I had to unlearn that, and I had to, you know, slowly but surely get better at it. And I've gotten the feedback that I've gotten better at it. And, you know, I'm very proud of myself for that, because there was a point in time where that wasn't a thing. So, you know, I say all that to say that, you know, your first healthy relationship, it really does hold up that mirror for you to face your flaws. And that goes for both parties, the man and the woman. Like, y'all both have to have that mirror and be like, you know what? I am doing this. This is not healthy. This is a bad habit of mine. And I want to do better and be better for my partner. Like, if I'm in this for the long run, I have to fix these things and immediately so that way they can know that I'm serious, that I want to be here, and that I care about them. Because when you're doing these things, when you're looking internally and you're healing yourself, that shows that you care and that you give a damn about the other person. When you keep doing the same thing over and over again, like if you're shutting down, if you're not communicating, then you don't really care. Like, obviously, yes, things are going to take time and it's not just going to happen overnight. But as long as you're putting in the effort, that shows that you care. You know, a lot of the times as women, and I can speak from either my standpoint or also a few of, you know, just personal encounters with friends, things like that, or even just social media posts where like the women are like, you know, well, he should know how I'm feeling. Like, why do I have to say X, Y, and Z when he could just look at me or just ask me what's wrong? Or, you know, why do I have to teach him how to love me? Or why do I have to teach him how to do this? Because there was a point in time when he didn't know you, girl. Like, what do you mean? How can you expect somebody to know everything about you if you haven't told them? Like, there is a certain part of teaching and learning in relationships. Like, y'all just be so adamant about, well, he should know this because he's the man, or, you know, X, Y, Z. No. No, no, no. It does not work that way. You know, you have to be willing to teach somebody because they're trying to learn you and study you. So, where, yes, relationships can be easy, some of y'all choose to make it hard because you're not wanting to put forth the effort or the time to be like, you know what, I don't like when you do this, or I don't like being talked to this way, or sometimes I just need my quiet time, you know, or I expect you to do X, Y, and Z without me having to ask for, you know, like just certain things like that. Like, how can you expect that person to just automatically come in knowing when, first of all, like, they've only known you for, like, X amount of months or whatever. So, obviously, like, clearly you got to tell them something. You know, they're not just going to come in automatically knowing. Just like, you know, you're not automatically knowing him. And a lot of y'all did not hear me when I said that. Like, you are not automatically knowing him. You could think that you are the best thing in the world for this man, and the whole time, you're actually not. You're thinking you are because you're doing X, Y, and Z. You're getting the gifts, or, you know, you're cooking for him, or, you know, trying to, I don't know, just like overcompensate in ways. But that's because that's what was lacking in a previous relationship, or it's something that you're trying to fulfill for yourself. Like, if you're always, like, giving gifts or trying to surprise somebody, sometimes that's just because that's what you want for yourself. But that's not necessarily what that person needs. So, I say all that to say, like, communication and learning and teaching is a big part of relationships. And that's where, you know, it just comes in with just communicating. Like, I'm going to say, communicate, communicate, communicate. You cannot be with somebody if you're not communicating. You really can't, so... Yeah, I gotta stop. Like, a lot of times we get so stuck in, like, the social media realm of, you know, doing things, or, like, how things should be, or, you know, what a date should look like, or when you should get married, or, you know, when he should ask you to be his girlfriend, or how he should ask you to be his girlfriend, or, you know, how the proposal should go, and who should be included. Like, all these things, when it does not matter. The social media is not the real world. A lot of that is a facade. a lot of that is a facade. Okay, for me, I do not idolize none of these celebrities' relationships because, for one, it'd be a bunch of bullshit. Because the next month they end up not being together, or they're getting a divorce because they did X, Y, and Z or whatever, or it just wasn't real in the beginning, like in the first place. So you're just wasting your time. Like, you're idolizing them, being like, oh, well, Offset got Cardi B all these Birkin bags. Da, 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 da. Okay, yeah. And he done cheated on her and some other stuff, did a public apology, all this stuff, just for them not to be together. Like, hang up on you, next caller, because be so for real. Like, y'all gotta stop. Y'all have got to stop. Like, if that was, if that's all you wanted was just for a person to get you material things, then you didn't really want to be in a, you didn't want a boyfriend. You don't want a husband. You want a sugar daddy. And you could very well still get that, but leave the men alone that actually want to settle down. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, y'all gotta stop. Y'all have got to stop. For me, I will only take advice and wisdom from the older folks that have been married or that are married. You know, for instance, Tabitha Brown and her husband, I love them. I do. I have not met them in person, but I know that all of their content is real because they have told them stories. They have told the stories of, you know, them almost being divorced and, you know, working it out because ultimately they had to. And it honestly turned out for the better. But they told those stories of like how that was and, you know, having to dig deep and honestly relearning each other, like all these things. So I say that, like, it doesn't have to be hard. Y'all just choose to make it to. And that was me too. Like, I thought that relationships had to be hard. I thought they were hard because that's what I was used to. You know, I was used to not having a person listening to me, or thinking everything had to be an argument and me being in my corner just silent and crying because I felt like I was just misunderstood and just being taken advantage of, like all these things. You know, and now being in a healthy relationship, I'm understanding that, like, no, it's easy. You just have to communicate and you have to do the work. That's really all it is, because then everything just turns out to be so much more beautiful. Yes, of course, there are going to be days when you bump in head with your person and, you know, you want to go upside their head and a whole bunch of other stuff because they're getting on your nerves. But that's what a relationship is. Like, that's what love is. Like, you're going to have those moments, and that's normal. You know, that's just transparency. That's normal. Like, if you didn't have those moments, then it's not real. Like, every day is not going to be rainbow and sunshines. And I don't mean that in a negative way. I mean that in a sense of, like, some days are just going to be quiet. Like, you're just going to be doing your own thing. You know, you might have a little argument here and there or a little misunderstanding, and that's okay. That doesn't mean that it's hard. It's still easy, but that just means that you guys are human and that the relationship is real. You know, like, yeah, everything is okay, but you have to do the work. You have to hold that mirror up. So a lot of times, like, that first healthy relationship can be a shocker, and you can't get stuck in social media. You can't get stuck in trying to personify everyone else's relationship as your own or what you want yours to look like, because each person is different. You know, each person is definitely different. And you also, when you get into that first healthy relationship, you have to stop telling everybody about your business. And I mean that, like, stop telling all your girlfriends about what's going on. You know, they don't need to know about every single argument or disagreement that y'all are having, because then it just allows for more outside influence. You know, then it's like, oh, well, girl, fuck him, da 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 da. Or, you know, if vice versa, you're telling your boys about what then happened, and it's like, oh, well, you don't need her anyway, da 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 da. Like, no. This is between you and that person. You and that person and the Lord for me. That's it. Us three and I'm good, you know, because those outside influences just makes it worse. It's like, oh, okay, well, you know what? You're right. I don't need this. Da, 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 da. So I'm about to go tell him off right now. Like, no, for what? When honestly, it was just a simple misunderstanding and y'all could have a little 5-minute conversation and be done and back happy and smiling and chilling. Like, stop doing that. Stop letting everyone else influence how you're feeling, because they don't know everything that's going on. So there's no need for that, you know. So it's really just protecting yourself and your person, protecting your relationship, because you don't need all the negative energy, the negative noise. You don't. Like, it's not necessary. It really isn't. And honestly, it just causes chaos. Like, we don't need chaos. We do not need chaos over here. Mm-mm. We are good. We are Gucci. Everything is fine. Like, no. I love what's going on over here. You can keep that to yourself. But yeah, like, it really is a different feel, a different vibe. Because like I said in the beginning, like, we're so used to toxicness. We're not used to, like, what is healthy or considered to be healthy, you know? And it also, like, I've listened to a lot of conversations just about reciprocity and just time. Like, obviously, right now, we are at a day and age where time is everything, and everyone is striving for, like, certain goals, for their successes and everything like that. And really, the healthy relationship comes into play when you have made each other feel safe. And it looks different for men and women. For a woman, you know, when we feel safe, then we're talking about, like, cooking for them and catering to the man and, you know, just wanting to be there. And we doing face masks and we cooking dinner and buying gifts, like, all these little things, because that's how we are. We're very much nurturing and we want to cater to them. At least for me, a lot of y'all don't want to do that. Y'all be like, oh, I turn off cater to you when it comes on, because I could never. Okay, well, that's you. But as for me, I'm cooking, I'm getting gifts, I'm doing, yes, I'm brushing his hair and I'm putting his do-rag on. Yes, I am doing the foot rub and the manicure. Yes, I am. And no, I am not ashamed, because that's my man and I love him. Point blank, period. Like, you can be in La La Land if you want to. But as for me, this is what we do over here, you know? And that's just as a woman. Like, we're very nurturing, we're very caring. You know, we have these motherly instincts that we take on. You're sick? Oh my gosh. Okay, let me make some food for you. Let me get some wellness shots. I'm checking to make sure that you're drinking your water and drinking your orange juice, that you're staying hydrated. Did you rest? Did you take a nap? Like, I'm making sure that you're doing everything you need to do, and I'm checking on you, because that's how I am when I love somebody, you know? And as for a man, when they feel safe and secure in the relationship, you know, they're starting to include you in things. They're considering you. You know, they're including you in the future. One thing that I tend to stop doing, I am not going to bring up the future. I'm not bringing up marriage. I'm not bringing up kids. Every once in a while I will, but I have left that to the man. When he starts telling me or bringing up marriage or, you know, like, kids and kids' names, things like that, it's like, oh, okay, so he feels safe. He's considering me. He's thinking of a future with me, and he's visualizing that, and he's including me in that, you know, telling me about his goals and including me in that, you know, just certain things. That's how you know that a man feels safe and secure in the relationship, and that is healthy, because they're letting you into their life. If he wasn't safe and secure, the door would be shut. You wouldn't know nothing. Just that, okay, he's working, cool. But you wouldn't know what goes on behind the scenes. He wouldn't be including you in nothing. You wouldn't be talking about with the family, none of that stuff, because he doesn't feel safe or secure, and it's not healthy. You know, like, you can kick it with anybody, but to be included and considered is a whole other thing. So it's just, it really is differences when it comes to men and women and what a healthy relationship looks like and what safety and security looks like for them. Because obviously, as a woman, we're more empathetic, we're more emotional, we're more caring. With a man, they're more focused on the financial, on being the provider, on, can I take care of this woman? Like, what do I need to do to achieve my goals so that way I can make this money and take care of her and cater to her and her needs and wants? That's what that looks like. So while y'all complaining about, oh, well, he's not spending no time with me and he's always busy and yada, 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 it's because he's working towards things. And don't get me wrong, like, there's times when I used to feel like that too. I'm like, oh my gosh, well, you know, I'm over here like, when are we gonna spend some time together, XYZ? But at the end of the day, it's like, we are grown now. So let me go ahead and do what I need to do, so that way I can aid to that as well. And I can help you reach your goals and achieve those goals, because they really do look at the little things. You know, they really do. Like, they're paying attention to the little things. We're paying attention to you know, emotional stuff, like just, oh my gosh, well, he didn't get me no flowers, or, you know, he didn't text me good morning or whatever, or he missed an emoji, like all these little things, when that doesn't really matter. It doesn't, because 9 times out of 10 he really is busy doing what he said he was doing. So yeah, like little minuscule things we have to stop putting a microscope on so much, because you're just going to drive yourself crazy. Because what's meant to be will be. At the end of the day, what is meant to be will be, and what's not will not be, and it will leave your life. So stop focusing on the little things and focus on the overall picture, and just communicate. Like, I really can't stress communication enough, because some of y'all really do suck at communication, and that's where the mirror needs to be held up to you. Because like, what are you doing? Just talk. Something bothering you, bring it up. You didn't like something, bring it up. You love the girl, bring it up. You love the boy, bring it up. Like, just say it. Like, y'all get so stuck on, you know, wanting to read minds or have your mind read, when it's just like, no, just say what it is. That way we can have the conversation and keep it pushing. But y'all like to not say those things. And it's just like, why? Like, unlearn that, please. Please. Because a lot of things could be so simple. Yeah, and it just goes on, like, just having relationships be easy. If you care, it can be easy. If you really love that person, it can be easy. And it is easy. So yeah, just really do the work, you guys. Stop focusing on social media. Stop letting outside influences influence your relationship and what you got going on. And really just focus on the two of you. Like, just do things that are going to aid in the healthiness of the relationship. Listen to each other. Want to learn, like, keep learning about each other. That's the only way a relationship grows, is if you keep learning, you keep putting in the work. Like, I always want to know something new. I find myself oftentimes just sitting there just in awe when, you know, he's just going off about things he's passionate about or whatever, because I love to hear things like that. That makes me happy. Like, oh my gosh, you really feel safe with me. Like, I love that. You know, and in turn, you know, I can show like my goofy side, like my crazy side, because I feel safe to do so. Like, I can just be myself and not be judged. You know what I mean? So yeah, it really is a two-way street. Y'all just gotta, you have to lean into it. You have to trust, and you have to make sure that you're making the other person feel safe and it be genuine. So yes, do the work and stop making things so complicated. It doesn't have to be complicated. Relationships actually can be very easy. And a healthy relationship is one of the best relationships that there is. Leave all that toxicity behind, and the social media, because it's not worth it. Like, all of that stuff does nothing for you, and it really just gets in the way of what you got going on. So don't pay attention to it, and focus on you, focus on your partner and what y'all got going on, because at the end of the day, it really is you two against the world. So with that being said, go tell your person that you love them, and be happy and healthy together. And yeah, I will talk to you guys on the next episode of the Safe Space Podcast.